If you have an anger problem, then take a deep breath and count to 10. If your marriage is in trouble, then schedule some date nights and buy your spouse a gift. If you're drowning in debt, then cut up your credit cards. If your weight has spiraled out of control, then join a gym and get on a diet. This is not a condemnation of dieting or nice gifts or cutting up credit cards. All of these things can be positive actions, just as cleaning up the downstream trash is something that must be done. It's simply that the heart of the issue is an issue of the heart. Walk upstream. So, would you take a few minutes and consider your life? Get past trash removal for a moment and hike upstream to the heart of the problem. Perhaps there has been a lot of anxiety in your life lately. If you and I were to talk, you might say, "I love the Lord. I don't have any issues with idolatry. My problem is that I just tend to worry too much. I become very anxious." Okay, but hike upstream. What is it in your heart that is causing all that worry? It could be that if you stopped and examined your heart deeply enough, you would find a deep need to be in control of things. You like every I to be dotted, every T to be crossed. A place for everything and everything in its place. Footnote. Unnecessary and pointless footnotes are irritating. Couldn't agree more. You don't like surprises, and you simply want life to go according to script. No law against any of that, right? As a matter of fact, employers love people like you. They would describe you as highly responsible, someone good with details. But still, you don't enjoy the restless nights, the way the wheels just keep turning in your mind. The fact that you feel no real peace. The need for control is a relentless God that has taken ground in your heart. In fact, the more control you crave, the more that craving will control you, thus making control your God. Because gods at times form dark alliances of cooperation with each other, maybe the God of control is working with the God of comfort. Because yes, your need to cover every detail speaks of a drive to stay as snug within your comfort zone as possible. And so you think the issue is anxiety, while perhaps the real issue is that the gods of control and comfort are winning the war for your heart. And these gods want to take your life in a much different direction than the Lord God. God is often calling us outside our comfort zones. He's calling us to a great adventure that requires risk and faith. The invitation of Jesus is to take up a cross and follow him. It's hard to carry a cross when comfort is your God. The gods of control and comfort are likely in direct conflict with the Lord God who has called you to a new kind of life. Let's try another example. What if you come to me and...